First Lady Michelle Obama is more than holding her own as she travels with her husband across Europe. Crowds have been so dazzled that people are comparing her impact in Europe to that of Jacqueline Kennedy almost half a century ago. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
The Obamas were welcomed like a star couple in Prague over the weekend, but it's not just the president who is wowing crowds. Excitement over Michelle Obama has grown so intense, it prompted President Obama to evoke a statement uttered by President John F. Kennedy about his wife during a state visit to France in 1961.
To paraphrase one of my predecessors, I am also proud to be the man who brought Michelle Obama to Prague.
Since Michelle Obama stepped off Air Force One in London 5 days ago, Europe has been in the thrall of America's multifaceted First Lady. On the fashion front, as photographers clicked away, Mrs. Obama was pronounced every bit the equal of French First Lady and former supermodel Carla Bruni Sarkozy. But Mrs. Obama's popularity is not just about her clothing and style. As one British columnist put it, Carla Bruni may have seduced every man she met last year, but this year Michelle Obama has charmed us all. Obama has star power, but is also seen as likable and down-to-earth, and she brings a dynamic and personal message of possibility and hope, which resonates across the continent, especially with minorities. In London, Mrs. Obama stirred emotions when she choked up speaking to a school of underprivileged girls, most of whom were minorities.
All of you are jewels. You are precious, and you touch my heart. And it is important for the world to know that there are wonderful girls like you all over the world.
Paris concierge Marie-Thérèse Gemineau has been following the Obamas' trip across Europe on television. She says what makes Michelle Obama such a powerful woman is the way she supports her husband.
When they got off the plane in London holding hands, that was so incredibly romantic. She's got class on every level, but the way she stands by him, that's the most important thing. They are a magnificent couple.
Michelle Obama's one misstep, it seems, was putting her arm around the Queen. But even Buckingham Palace seems to have pardoned her. It said it never issued instructions on not touching the Queen. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.